More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio. This summer offered Southern Idaho farmers a respite from wildfires, but smoke is an increasing long-term concern for potato growers. Our Rachel Cohen reports on researchers who are trying to figure out how it impacts the crop.
On a crisp summer morning at the University of Idaho's Parma Extension Farm, the air smells of campfire. That's because before dawn, plant sciences professor Mike Thornton started a blaze in a black barrel with two smokers attached and tossed in a mixture of plant clippings.
We've got ground up pine trees, we've got some walnut.
This concoction is similar to smoke produced from wildfires.
We're trying to get to a smoke concentration that would mimic some of the heavier smoke days we have here in this valley.
For 3 hours every morning during 6 weeks in the summer, Thornton shoots the smoke from the barrel down tubes and into mini hoop houses, just tall enough to cover a row of potato plants. AJ Atkinson is a chemistry student at Boise State University and a research assistant on this project.
You can see the one right there at the beginning.
He squats to the ground and points inside the cloth and plastic covered enclosure where the green leafy potato plants are swimming in a very fine, barely noticeable haze.
It's a little T that sticks out from the pipe, and the smoke will get pushed from the air pressure out of that T into the smoke enclosure.
Wildfire smoke is expected to cover Idaho more frequently with climate change, so Thornton and a Boise State professor teamed up on a two-year study to figure out what this might mean for the state where a third of U.S. potatoes are grown. It all began with observations from farmers themselves. Randy Hardy has grown potatoes and other crops in Oakley for more than 50 years. He says he didn't pay much attention to wildfire smoke for much of that time. It was just another factor in the weather. But that changed during one summer a few years ago.
But when you get these large fires like we had in California and Washington, Oregon, that move in here and they're here for 3 or 4 weeks, that's when we started to see things that weren't normal.
The sun was blocked during the day, turning the sky into an apocalyptic scene. But nighttime didn't drop to the cool temperatures the crops want. The potatoes were in their bulking stage when the leafy parts stop growing and shoot all their energy underground to beef up the tubers. But Hardy says during the prolonged smoke, he would dig up the plants to check on the bulking.
It's like that process just stops. And I mean just stops. You go 2 or 3 weeks and you're digging in potato plants that are showing no advancement.
Hardy wasn't the only one seeing this. He says lots of farmers were talking about it. But how to actually tell the chemicals in wildfire smoke are affecting the yield and quality of potatoes and not just, say, the reduced sunlight or a hot, dry season? It's tough, says Tim Waters, a professor at Washington State University Extension. The conditions would be hard to replicate in a greenhouse, and keeping actual wildfire smoke away from control plots wouldn't work either.
We just can't influence the air in the entire vicinity.
This complexity is one reason he thinks smoke's effect on crops hasn't been studied much, other than for wine grapes. Research has found it can make the wine taste ashy. Waters is not involved with the Idaho study, but says its method of blowing smoke into chambers seems promising. When the research is peer-reviewed, he'll look to see how Thornton's team accounts for changes in CO2, solar radiation, and humidity, to make sure those weren't throwing off the results. Looking at the plants at the U of I farm, Thornton says the effects aren't visually obvious. Abnormalities from last summer's field trials were only noticeable after the potatoes were analyzed.
We saw that the smoke exposure plants had smaller potatoes, and they had potatoes that were more misshapen.
They had knobs that would make them tough to sell to processors. He says it affected yield and shape by about 10%. Still, farmers like Hardy are skeptical there's much they can do to dodge the smoke. But Thornton's testing out 3 different varieties to see which comes out on top.
They can say, hey, can I grow this variety and be less sensitive to smoke damage going forward?
The research team is nearing harvest this month of up to 1,000 pounds of potatoes. They'll be sent to storage, processed into French fries, and delivered to a lab at Boise State to measure amino acids, sugar, and fat content. Even small changes could have big effects on Idaho's $1 billion annual potato revenue.
We're known for producing consistent quality potatoes, and we want to continue to be able to do that even after, you know, smoky conditions.
Thornton says since starting this research, he's heard from farmers who grow other crops like onions. They're asking the same questions and craving answers, too. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.